Last fall, Rose Jackson Sparrow and her family were among the 75,000 Katrina survivors who took refuge in Arkansas. Today, they're among the estimated 53,000 who remain. Sparrow is a single mother of three, and she is determined to find a good job so that she can get off the dole. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Before Katrina, 46-year-old Rose Jackson Sparrow had finally gotten her world in order. She lived in a nice apartment on the west bank of Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Her eldest son, Robert, was in his last year of college in Baton Rouge. Her two youngest, Roger and Erica, were making good marks in public school. And after years of working as a corporate administrative assistant, Rose Jackson Sparrow had just landed her dream job with the nonprofit Catholic Charities of Louisiana.
I was the human resources coordinator. And I tell you, I was just in heaven because I'd finally found my niche.
But after Katrina, Jackson Sparrow's world was ripped apart. Along with thousands of other hurricane survivors, they were airlifted out of the chaos, in her case, to Arkansas. The family found refuge at an Ozark Mountain church camp in the small, mostly white farming community of Siloam Springs. Now she needs a new job and is gearing up. First stop is Siloam Springs City Hall, where Jackson Sparrow is a familiar face because of her work at the camp. Judy Toller, the administrator's assistant, runs down the list.
Sanitation collector, a building inspector one, and a dispatcher slash jailer. Those are the positions that we have open right now.
Right. Well, none of those positions are positions that I do qualify for.
Right.
So I'll just fill out the application, and you know, if there's something that comes open,
I personally call you.
Thank you, my dear.
That's how much we'd like to have you.
Thank
how
you
much
so
we
much.
Appreciated your work, and we know
Thank
you can. You
right.
can do a good job.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
The next stop is Arvest Bank, where the teller says she'll have to apply online.
Okay, should I go on the
That's
internet?
That's the way that they do it now.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
The internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Then it's on to the public library to look up jobs on the web, which is just what Arkansas agencies are hoping evacuees will do.
Yes, Arkansas has plenty of jobs available.
Kimberly Friedman is communications director for the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services. Agency reintegration counselors have helped over 8,000 evacuees file unemployment and apply for jobs. And one place they encourage applicants to go is to a state-run internet site called Arkansas Job Links.
And what that is it's a matching website for anyone who needs a job. They can go to the site and register, or as well as an employer can go to the site and post job orders. And there are jobs out there.
Back at the Siloam Springs Public Library, Rose Jackson Sparrow talks to herself as she scrolls through the Arvest Bank online application. She also checks out two more local companies, Tyson Foods and Walmart.
Qualifications, see? Aha, there you go. Gives you a description. You're just so smart, Rose, I'll tell you the truth. Get away from here.
Jackson Sparrow files the online application to the bank, but it's not really the dream job she's hunting for.
My dream job, first of all, would be one that's sensitive to the fact that I want to go back to school. It doesn't matter what job I do, as long as it's a job that taps into the community and has a pulse for the community.
Chalk it off to the holidays, but no one has called with a job offer yet. So Rose Jackson Sparrow plans to meet with a local reintegration counselor who she hopes can offer some solid leads. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.